Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, we've had a couple of jockeys come croppers and little things over the last few days. Let's get an update from Tim Clark. Morning, Top Cat.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. We'll tell our listeners what happened after the last race on Monday.
Yeah, so after we went past the post, it was probably 200 or 300 metres after the post, horse I was riding. Yeah, she just stumbled and all but tripped over and just got me off balance and popped me off the side. We're obviously sort of still going at a good working gallop probably, and she just got me off balance when she stumbled for no apparent reason, and unfortunately I come off her and sustained a minor injury to my right thumb, so it's I had X-rays and it's no breaks and that, so which is obviously very pleasing, and we're hopeful that we can resume riding again on Saturday.
Okay, so it's just a bit sore, a bit tender.
Yeah, it was quite sore, sort of pretty much soon as it happened, and got sort of obviously a fair bit of swelling there, but obviously the X-rays were come back clear, and just a matter of sort of iced it for a couple of days, and I'll go back to my physio tomorrow and to the doctors, and hopefully we'll get the all clear then. So yeah, pretty lucky it wasn't anything more serious. So fingers crossed that it's pretty good now. It's probably 80% now. So I'm probably lucky it happened on Monday. If it had happened on Wednesday, I doubt I would have been able to ride on Saturday. But being Monday, it just gave me them couple more days to recover.
You never really, you just never know, do you?
No, that's right. It's one of those things that, you think after the post that, you're pretty much, you're going to be all right. But, you saw yesterday, Josh come off yesterday after the post as well. So a couple of incidents in a couple of days there that sort of very rarely you see something like that happen. So it just goes to show that, it can happen any time.
And you were extra tough there. I got a little bit of a whisper on Monday. You just said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. I'll be driving home. I'm going home with Josh, my brother-in-law, and I'm going to be strong.
Yeah, no. I was sort of, obviously, I knew I hadn't sort of done any damage to any other part of my body, and that it was only my thumb. So, I thought it's a long way from my heart, so powered on.
Understand. And Josh, now he had a tumble after the first yesterday. He was hopeful of riding for the day and then he stood himself down. He's just texted me saying, I'm in a lot of pain with my right knee today. I'm having an MRI scan this afternoon to determine the extent of the injury. He said the MRI will give him a better guide on Saturday. He's certainly very hopeful of riding Saturday, given the strong book that he's got. But the MRI scan will tell us a bit more, Tim, just in regard to Josh, whether he'll be able to ride Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not too bad either. But these things, you can be in a lot of pain for the first sort of 24 hours, 48 hours, and then they can settle down and. So hopefully it's not too bad for Josh. He's been going terrific of late, and as you said, he's got a strong book of rides there Saturday. So fingers crossed that he's all right. It hasn't been obviously a great few days for us for the jockeys with Corey on Saturday and then Kobe obviously yesterday as well. So it's been a pretty horrible few days.
Yeah, it has. Let's hope we're all concerned with time. Time's going to be the thing with Corey, but let's hope Kobe's face can settle down promptly as well. Tim, we'll stay in contact. Let's hope the case is right when you go back. You can get the clearance to ride on Saturday, and we'll wait and see what happens with Josh Parr. Thanks a lot, mate.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew.